Ready to go one more time briefly. If you enjoy bluegrass music, there's bluegrass on KPFT FM 90.1. I'm on Tuesday mornings 9 to 11. Sunday mornings, Patricia Griffin and Jane Kilberg 9 to 11. 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, the Red Eye Express. That is KPFT FM 90.1. I'd like to take 1 minute and acknowledge a feller who's here tonight. He's probably going to be mad at me, but there's one writer in town, the Houston Post, who is pro-traditional music, and he's given bluegrass many, 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 many big boosts. And I'd like, let's give Bob Claypool a hand. He's standing right there. Stand up, Bob, just 1 second. There is Bob Claypool. And there is the biggest boost for our music, and God bless you, Mr. Claypool. And I have a record review in the Chronicle Sunday Zest. So y'all be looking for that too. Okay. If everybody will, this is the moment. Everybody, it wouldn't be right to welcome Mr. Moreau with Texas. Everybody, will you please take a minute out of your life and let's all stand and give him a big Texas welcome, Mr. Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music. Thank you very much. And the Bluegrass Boys. And thank you for coming tonight and supporting bluegrass music.
Well, oh, let's get over.
Thank you all a whole bunch, and welcome to Rockefellas tonight and the Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys show. You know, the group that was on earlier, they did a great job. We sat back there and listened to them, and them boys do a fine job of doing some good picking. I'll introduce some of the fellas to you. Some of them are new in the group. Down on the far end, the new fiddle player. That's Glenn Duncan. He's from the state of Indiana. Let's have a hand for him. Someone called him Slim Duncan the other day. I'm not... we're not really sure if we're going to keep hanging that on him or not. Next in line is Blake Williams. He's the five-string banjo picker, and he's from Sparta, Tennessee. Old Blue Eyes. Right here on my immediate right, playing the big old doghouse bass. He was a bluegrass boy back in 1956. He was 41 years old then. And he came back, he played fiddle back then, and he came back a couple of years ago to play bass for us and sing bass in the quartets. This is Peter Tate. That's what we call him in the country. In the big cities, we call him Potato Tate. But he does a fine job. You'll hear him do some good bass singing for you after a bit. Me, I'm Ma Lewis's little boy. I try to do the guitar playing and the lead singing in the group. My name is Wayne Lewis. Thank you. Of course, the young man standing in the middle with that little mandolin there. I don't think we really need to tell you what his name is, but I will because that's my boss man, Mr. Bill Monroe. Along about this time of the show, I usually get to do a solo number. And here's one that was written about our bass player. It's called The Old Chain Gang.